Martin, what are you expecting in game two?
I think the game really and the series starts to come together in a game two. You know each other much better. The matchups are set. You know what your opponent feels like playing against. And this should be a high-spirited game.
Wade first. Thompson stepping in to Wayne Hudson and knocking him off stride. But Hudson's going to stay with him. And now Jake Evans gets it back. Back to Hudson moving in. And across. The shot scores! A minute 36 in! And it looks like Alex Newhook with the touch. And an icebreaker for Montreal.
Could have been an interference call there. And then at Lane Hudson, after battling hard to keep a puck alive in his own zone, now you get into the offensive zone and traffic in front. Just through Alex Lyon for that all-important first goal of the game. Goes to the visitor.
Look out! Funny bounce there. And Gilbert's looking the wrong way. That's for drawing a negative reaction, as you might expect. Save down! Nice stop by Dobish with Norris on the doorstep. It'll come back to the line. Kept alive here. Nice move there. Benson working in, and he flips that across the front of the net. Back to the line, and that shot by Doan up high is turned aside. Now the Canadians start back. On the move, here is Hudson. Back over the line. His sharp angle shot shrugged away by Lyon. Picked up by Caulfield. Back to the point. Dobson across. Rink wide, and it bounced past Caulfield. Trying to turn away from the checking. And gets run there by Benson. Slavkovsky's on it. Byron trying to stay with him. And here's Caulfield. And kind of got tangled up there on that pass from Slavkovsky. Gets it back. Caulfield on it again. Backhand and Lyon.
Get a pinch in too aggressively. It's an odd man rush going the other way. You've seen that a number of times already.
There's a faceoff win by Danoa Matheson into the glove of Alex Lyon. Newhook second. Gouley and Hudson with the assists. Hudson now with 10 career playoff points.
Well, you know, that game one, all you had to do is take a page out of the Buffalo Sabres. Their last two goals were because Dobish wasn't able to see him. You've got to get some traffic in front. You've got to try those cross-scene passes. The four goals against, two of them tap in cross-scene. The other two were screens.
Matheson scores! Mike Matheson on another face-off win! And Montreal's got a two-goal lead.
Amazing run as Lyon has been razor sharp, but here, there's the long, not a tip through, but look at the traffic that Matheson sees. There's four bodies in the way, and you can see a late reaction by Lyon.
Here goes Thompson without a shot in the last two games for Buffalo. At the line, it's Krebs across, Byram with a shot. Traffic around the Montreal net. Pulls it out of the blue paint. Up ahead off Slavkovsky, reaches for it, he's outside, it's Suzuki, and a glove stop by Lyon.
At the net, not much speed on this puck after it hits the boards, and it's getting closer and closer to Lyon, just tried to poke it up and over the glove. Lyon able to read it and get the glove save to keep it a two-goal game.
Montreal gets on it, and here is Matheson playing more than 5 minutes a game, shorthanded, and he'll send that right in on Lyon. Byram had a power play goal in game one. Kicks it back. The second unit starting after they scored the two goals in the opening game for Buffalo. That off a skate in front to Doan. And a glove stop by Jakub Dobish. Rasmus Dahlin wheeling to the near side. Rick wide. And that ends up onto the screen off the stick. In they come at the line, Thompson across, it bounces to Tuck, right on, and Dilber shuts that down. It's Tuck out there, the penalty killing rule, good keep by Suzuki, and now Tuck again, he doesn't get it out, it's a chance, Caulfield, glove stop. Demidov, Slavkovsky with those three power play goals in game one. Hudson a blast, and that's flagged down.
and let the second unit get an opportunity.
Lions overtime goal is over 90 miles an hour. I think he said that was only a second of the year. He had one there. And there's a now Texier working his way in. He'll play it back. It comes to Noah Dobson. Alex Texier. Dobson could fire that right on a rebound. And in favor of Montreal. Here's Jordan Greenway coming off with Lindy. Well, that was his best game of the playoffs, and another hot shot there.
Suzuki maybe thought there was enough time left. He kind of stopped digging for that puck as well.
Boy, that shot by Caulfield was labeled. They get another chance off the draw. That was a theme in the period as it comes to a close.
The Bills were playing, and you know the love of football in this city, but man, the hockey has taken over, hasn't they, in this last little while.
What a great sports town it is.
We're down there with Bruce Smith, and I couldn't believe how small the can looked in his hand when he was holding it. Just a beast of a man.
Canadians start this second period on the power play as Lane Hudson sends it across. Demidov in the slot. Slavkovsky back for Demidov, and it didn't get there in time. The pass too far for Tuck, taken away by Hudson. Hudson gets run by Zucker, but out comes Evans. Here's Jake Evans in. In front, scores! What a pass from Evans to Newhook, who doubles down, and Montreal has a 3-0 lead.
The hard rim opens up this odd man rush, and all the delay there is a delay for a second so that Newhook. Evans knows he's not going to beat his man, but you can see Newhook beats his.
Kept in by Slavkovsky again. Takes it away from Byram. Verona gas, the penalty killers. Slavkovsky, a hot, sharp angle shot. Dobson. Caulfield back to Dobson. Reversing that. Benson is there. He'll take it away. Up against Hudson. There's a delete shot. Rebound back to the line. Josh Doder shot blocked by Gouley. No chance. Tippett scores. Zach Benson. The key to Benson is he always gets to the front of the net.
Well, it's a one against two at the end of the shift, and he keeps it alive not once but twice, and then does just that. Gets to the front of the net. One great block, and how about that pass across Greece? Just does an excellent job of keeping this play alive. Got his head up the whole time. The shot gets blocked, but gets underneath the coverage. Hudson slides by. You've got the other side, Morris in the way, and Benson on the doorstep tipped it in. And the linesman came right after him here because he's chirping at Dole.
Dave Thompson back to the line for power. Back to Thompson. And off balance, he Punch screws himself into the ice. It's a 2-on-1. It's Carrier. Scores! Alex Carrier! And it's 4-1 Montreal!
Boy, and the unheralded Matheson. Good control. And then now, a minute three into a shift. Lose your balance. And how about this? Having the confidence on your offside. You know that the passes.
In behind the net, Demidov looks for it. New hook up with it. Demidov centers Evans. Lion the save off Jake Evans. And a big stop here by Lion as Evans look for another. Retrieved by Slavkovsky. Worked over along the boards. And Suzuki digs it out. Top field. Off the crossbar. It doesn't go. Extra tackle is going to come on. It's turned over at center. Suzuki onto the right side. Tate Thompson has come on. So they need three. They get the extra guy out right now. And Suzuki makes it a 5-1 Montreal lead. He has goals in three straight games.
You played seven games of tight checking hockey against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Then all of a sudden it was a little different in game one. This has been much more like.
They get the split. They go back to Montreal Sunday night. How loud do you think that's going to be with this series even at one game apiece?